Maureen, you're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you, Amber. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. So at the moment, you're working with building AI in software companies. Tell us a small bit about the work that you do, Maureen.
Sure. Yeah. So I come from a marketing and communications background. I spent a couple of years in the RDI in Killorglin, working with companies exploring AI. And then I joined a software company that was starting to build AI agents. So when I say like AI agents, it's basically like little helpers that can do jobs for you. So we began with tiny tasks, and then I started building them myself as well. Like things that you do every day that kind of can be quite tedious. So one of the first things I built was like drafting email replies and then sorting my to-do list. So like that admin stuff that just piles up. And then I started to move on to bigger agents and building them. And things like something I did quite recently was analyzing the last like 200 customers we had closed in the company and finding out how we'd source them. What were we helping them to solve? And then trying to find out, is there certain things about those customers that, you know, we do really well in, so we can find more people like them? And before, that would have been like a big analyst job. But with AI, I was able to like look at our calls, look at the numbers and say, okay, we do really well in a certain industry, a certain size, you know, and then not just that, we do really well if there's like one person in the procurement team and they have a specific like type of ERP system and they've just gone through mergers and acquisitions. And that meant we were able to find people just like that and close way more deals. Like that's what AI can do for someone like me, who's not technical and not an analyst, but like understands the questions that need answering. Remember when I say I'm not technical, like we got a TV 2 years ago and the remote control nearly bested me. So when I'm talking about like building agents and that kind of stuff, it's me talking to machine, telling it what I want and the machine building it for me.
Okay, really interesting. I was going to ask you about that because I would assume straight away I hear AI and straight away my mind goes to someone who is really experienced and really technical side of things, I suppose, and knows exactly what they're doing. But obviously, you don't need that much expertise, as you said there, if you aren't that way maybe inclined, but that, you know, you can work with it and it can work with you, I suppose, to achieve what you want.
Yeah, and I think that's the way I'm looking at it now. So the tools I use, I treat them almost like an intern type that you're training up. But like a really practical example of something I built. Now, when I say I have no coding background, but I went to London with a friend recently and we went to see a show, Titanic, the musical. Now, if you get a chance, Amber, it is worth going to see. But I wanted to send her something as a thank you. And she is a big fan of the show. She's been to see like 15 times. So instead of like a thank you card and flowers, whatever, I went on to a platform called Claude, which is free for everyone. And I asked it to design a game that I could send to her that was all around Titanic, the musical. And it was really simple. It was like, finish the major lines in the show. And it was like a test to see how well you knew the musical. And there was a leaderboard and all that kind of stuff. And I just gave that prompt to Claude. And it was able to spin up an interactive game that I could send to her as like what we call like an artifact. Like that's something really simple that she absolutely loved. And she sent it to a few friends who were also big, big fans of the show. So there's like a little fandom leaderboard going on. So it's not just the business side. The people are using it for like vibe coding and tinkering around with things. I think that's where it becomes accessible and fun for everyone.
Yeah, fantastic. That's amazing to hear. And I know you're organising an event as well, Maureen, and it's called Unplugged GPT, the AI Saloon, and it's taking place in Killarney. So talk us through that event, I suppose. Who's it aimed at and why you decided to organise it in the first place?
Sure. So we've organised the event for the 21st of August, Thursday night at 7 p.m. All the details are on Eventbrite and it's on in the Box Co-working. And it's to bring people together. A chance for people to like swap real stories about how they're using AI right now, like what's working, what they're interested in building, and what's worth ignoring, because there's lots of hype and noise. But most of the time, I know for myself, people want to hear how other real people are using it every day in life and in work. And sometimes you just have to come together for that. So we'll come together inside in a box. Jennifer Dowling is an organizational psychologist, and she's focusing on like facilitating meaningful gatherings and conversations between people. And you need someone like that. Like, she's just a master of making sure the conversations are guided, the right connections are made, and she'll be there to like orchestrate that as well. So that's the night. It's a chance for people to gather in real life. Anyone that's AI curious, and when I say that, like, you could be using ChatGPT to draft your emails. Like, it can be that simple. And the folks that tend to be AI curious statistically are like folks that are entrepreneurially driven, that like to maybe have an idea or a side project going on. And in Clare, you have lots of that. You have people like that are running Airbnbs and, you know, maybe a makeup artist on the side or designing websites. So the people that tend to have their hands in a couple of pies. So it's for anyone that's AI curious and wants to kind of find out from other human beings that aren't trying to sell something how they're using AI.
Fantastic. It sounds really interesting and a great way, as you said, for people to share ideas as well, and maybe to find out what, we'll say, for example, yourself or Jennifer might be using AI for that might actually benefit them in their own business or in their own life.
Exactly. So you'll have like 2 hours where, you know, we'll get everyone talking. You talk about the tools, pick up some tips, you know, so maybe you're going to get better results from the tools you're using. Discover ones that you haven't thought of before, and we'll get some time to like get hands-on with the tools, so you leave with ideas you can use straight away.
Fantastic. That's great to hear. And it seems like this, you know, I suppose everywhere you look now, we've really seen the surge in AI in the last kind of, I suppose, couple of years, but really in the last few months as well, it's really taken off, hasn't it? And it seems to be ever changing, you know, it's hard to keep up with nearly in some cases. Is it shaping or having a big impact maybe on the way that people work at the moment, Radine?
I think it's having a big effect. And you're right, like, there's so much noise about it at the moment. Like, it's like trying to drink from a fire hydrant when you try and keep up with everything. But I think the future of AI will feel less like a separate thing. And like, I think it'll be more like electricity. It'll just quietly run in the background, and all this hype will probably go away over time. And it'll just quietly run in the background of everything we use. So like right now, we still go to AI, like opening ChatGPT tools in browsers. But in a couple of years, it'll just be built into the tools, the apps, the services like we already use. So it'll be helping us to work faster and smarter, but it will still be human plus AI, because while absolutely people are becoming more productive and everything, an AI isn't accountable. You still need someone accountable at the end of the day. So it will continue to be human plus AI in my mind.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Like, I use it every day for small things. I think most people use it every day, and there's nobody out there that is an expert in AI. When it comes to AI agents and all that kind of stuff, like, you're talking 3 years in the making. You wouldn't even have finished a college degree in that much time. So we're all trying to figure it out. And I think the night is to have a very like open, frank discussion about like, there's nobody in that room that is an AI expert.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And obviously, like, you've talked through the positives of using it, I suppose, and the benefits and the help it can be, especially for like the admin side of things, for example. But I suppose there also are, you know, maybe the negative side of things as well, I suppose, as with anything really. So it is important, I suppose, that if businesses are hoping to use it, maybe that they put a policy in place, I suppose, to ensure that employees are using AI correctly and responsibly as well. Isn't that kind of, I suppose, important to make sure that it runs smoothly through organisations into the future?
No, 100%. Like, there is real concerns, the same way there was for pre-web, like potential job disruptions, data privacy, misinformation, all that stuff. But for me, like, the biggest threat is not learning how to work alongside the AI. Like, if we treat it like a passing phase or ignore it, we do risk being left behind, both as individuals and even from a business sense. Like, the challenge is making sure it's used responsibly, but like, you have to train people to use it well. Like, you don't hand over a phone to a child and say, off you go. You have to put in place guardrails. And it's the very same with AI. You have to put in the guardrails. I think that's universally accepted, but most people are still trying to figure out the how of how to do that.
Yeah. And Radine, I suppose, obviously, you know, you would be quite immersed in it and you use it a lot yourself. And obviously with the event coming up as well, I can imagine as you look to the future, you see AI playing a big role in terms of the way that we work?
Oh, massive. And the way I think about this always, Amber, is like every major platform creates a shift. So like if you think about cloud, that enabled software as a service, all those big companies we know now, like, you know, your Adobe's, your Salesforce, the iPhone brought about the app economy, all the apps you think of that are sitting on your phone, and then social media enabled the creator economy. All those people that are working as creators full time. The LLMs, your AI, is giving rise to that agentic economy. And that's going to be the new wave. And that is going to change how we work. The types of jobs that will be out there will change. So pre-web, you would never have had a UX designer. Like it wasn't a thing, or a product manager. And AI agents will do the same. So like AI engineers are things now. That wasn't a thing 2 years ago. AI architects, workflow designers, like they are all new jobs, and they have only been created in the last 3 years and are in huge demand. And you see people coming out of college having business degrees and then going back and doing 6 and 7 months of like AI engineering and being hired because they probably have as much experience as anybody else out there because they've spent 6 months absolutely immersing themselves in it. You know, so the titles that we have will change, the jobs will change. I think that's just how the world works, and the types of economies will change. But I think at the same time, there's certain things that will be really, really valuable in the future. I may be proven wrong, but things that I think that we have loads of now, we've loads of like entertainment and all the rest of it, but original art and writing, like unique, unmistakably human creativity, I think will be in huge demand in the future because it will be scarce. The same with like focused attention, because everyone's flitting from one thing to another. People that can remain focused and have full attention, that will be a skill set in the future that will be scarce and in big demand. And I think probably those are the things that we have to think about, like how do you maintain human creativity and voice? How do you ensure that you test your attention and you keep it? How you make sure you have high levels of empathy? Those are the skill sets, I think, for the future that will be scarce and will be valuable.
Okay, that's really interesting. And Raideen, as well, just before you finish up, going back to the event again, as you said, it's taking place in the Box Co-working in Killarney on the 21st of August. So from 7 to 9, do people need to register in advance if they want to attend?
Yes, it's a free event. Just register on Eventbrite. It's for the AI curious. No AI experts there. In the box, it's all on Eventbrite. But I will send you the link as well, Amber, for socials. But yeah, all welcome. We're going to try and keep the numbers quite tight, so to understand the demand, but also so people can actually chat to each other and get really good conversations going. And if there's a big demand, we can put on another one.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a really interesting event. No doubt, lots of learnings, I suppose, to take away from it. But Raideen, thanks so much for taking the time to come on and to talk us through it.
Thanks a million, Amber. Chat soon.